We'll have Ishgear not supplying services to sites that will require to zone. We have On Board Panola objecting, carried out 18 months to have the investigation into any objection taking place. And then we have the OPR advising the Minister in relation to dezoning. For example, Sligo, we went through the process of having a development plan. We zoned 40 hectares and the OPR advised the Minister to dezone it, and the Ministers did that. So obviously this is an attempt now to bring democracy closer to Dublin and go over the heads of local authorities to make those decisions. But the whole system is broken. I mean, we delivered 30,000 houses in 2024. So to deliver, we need more staff. We need more plumbers, more builders, more staff. The construction companies can't get staff to build houses. And we see now that our rents are hitting between 1,100 and 1,200 for houses that cost 300 to build. But now houses are costing 400 to build, and rents will go up to 1,600 and 1,700 on average. So unless the government takes real action to reduce the cost of house building, this country is on a bad road to a place where people won't be able to afford to buy houses, won't be able to live in this country, and will have to immigrate.
And Councillor, just on the increase of rents rising, we've just seen there recently from the latest daft.ie report that Leitrim was the highest county in terms of an increase in rent over the past 12 months. And, you know, and that's just owing to the demand, basically. And I guess, at least with the current setup in terms of zoning land for the development, it's transparent. You know, it's open to the public, and local councillors who are involved on the ground are very much involved in the process. And I guess there would just be, I guess, quite a lot of people, perhaps a bit concerned, seeing that if these calls are going to start coming, that if ministers may be able to start going over councillors' head, there could be an issue here.
Yeah, the minister and the advisor seems to be blaming local county councillors and local county councils for not having enough land zoned. But the truth of the matter is that the Office of the Planning Regulator has restricted councils from zoning enough land, and that Irish Water have failed to service this land.